Good morning. If one...
Morning, Rabbi.
Good morning. If one critically analyzes the dinim and minhogim of Bein HaMetzorim, you will realize that just like Rachmanul Islan, a person's in Avelus, there are levels. There's Din of Aninus, Din of Avelus, Gimel Lebechi, Shiva, there's then Shloshim, Rachmanul Islan, Yibit Chodesh. Al Derech Zeh, the halachas, I'm not going to deal with today, but generally the halachas of Bein HaMetzorim, they go min Akala LaKovid, Boifin of Moisif HaHoylich, right? There's first dinim of the 3 weeks, which are more lenient, and then dinim of 9 days, which start from Rish Chodesh Menachemol. Then there's Shavua Shechal Beit Tishabov, which the dinim are more severe. Then there's a dinim of Erev Tishabov. Then there's Tishabov. And then there's dinim, separate dinim of Tishabov after Chatzos Hayom, after midday. And the general Seder is progressively getting more stringent, more severe, more intense Avelos. Stell sich the Shaila, the end of Tisha B'Av is like L'chura, just the opposite. Let me read the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Hei Hilchos Tainis Halacha Tes. Zui Midas Kol Ha'om, this normal, standard, basic, fundamental halacha. And this is for the average person in the street. She'einam yuch, and don't forget the Lashon HaRambam is L'shen Hazov, every word is B'duy. She'einam yuchoylam lizbol yoyser midai. The oylam, stand the Elam can't handle Yisr Midai, more than Aval, Chsidim HaRishonim, it's a Gemara in Tainis Daf Lamed, Mishas Chsidim is, Kachay Midosam, Ere Tishav HaYivil El Odom Levadoi, Alon, Bodot, Pasch HaReva B'melech, V'sher B'mayim, V'yesha B'tanur, V'kirayim, V'oichu. You're eating a separate, isolated place. What's it called today? You're quarantined. You sit alone, but Tamar v'kirayim, you eat it. V'shoyfza le'akitin shalmayim, b'daiga u'b'shimomoyim, u'b'chiyya, k'misha meisim u'tulavanov. Mamish like Rachman al-Aslan, yeah. Mokar from the Rambam is Yorantinus. However, interessant, the Loshna Rambam. Midas kol ha'am, they can't handle yoyser midai. However, Mish succeeded, they could be the Avelos, the Shemomim, the Bechia, is Yoyser Midai. What is the number as Aloshim? So you don't got to be a genius, or Soloveitchik says it, but the Rambam himself is writing this in contrast to what the Loshim HaRambam, which he writes in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Ovil Haloch Yir Aleph. This is the Loshim HaRambam. V'al Yizkasha Odom Al Meser Yoyser Midai. When Achman al-Aslan, a person suffers an Avelis of a Yochid, called an Avelis Kadosha, it's Osir to be Mis'abel Yoyser Midai. Shenemer al tifkul meis val tenoidu like kuloimer yoyser midai. Shezeu min hogei shel oylam, that people are born and people pass away. Rachman olzlan, that's min hogei shel oylam. That's the way of the world. Vamitzdayer atzmer yoyser al min hogei shel oylam. If you're misabled more than the way of the world, how is it tipish? You're full. Allocated yaser shleish lebechin, the whole orderly seder of avet. Right. So when it comes to an Avelus of a Yochid, the Rambam says it's Osir, it's wrong, you're a Shoita, if you're Mishabel, Yoyser Midai. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Avelus of Churim Beis HaMikdash, here the Rambam says that Mishas Chassidim is to be Mishabel, Dafki Yoyser Midai, in contradistinction to the Avelus of a Yochid. The reason for this is Pasha, you're not going to be a genius. Because the Rambam always says, why is a person not allowed to be Mishabel al-Mesoi, Yoyser Midai, because Kachum and Hogi Shalayl. People are here temporary. We're not immortal. We're not eternal. We're here only temporary. Akoponim ad Tchiyas Hameis. Right? So if you're Mis'abel Yoyser Midai, you're a tippish. You're a shaita. Because that's not Hogi Shalayl. Over by Tisha B'Av, is Yudafka the Chsidim Mis'abel Yoyser Midai? Because it's not Min Hogi Shalayl. It's Mechur Beis Hamikdash. The Matzah that Klal Yisrael is in, that the Shechina is in, is not normal. Most of Jewish history is taking place in Golos. What's average is not normal. I always tell people say, well, the average, the normal is, the average person has 1.998 feet. The average person, statistically, has 1.9998 feet, because there are people, Rachmanos, that have no feet. So make a general survey of the population. The average person has 1.998 feet. Over a normal person has 2 feet. The fact that Klal Yisrael has been a bitter finster in Golos for 2,000 years, it may be the most of Jewish history took place in Golos, but it ain't normal. Asha Alkin, when it comes to Avelos, Achur Mishal Migdosh, you're allowed, and so it's Mishal Sidin, to Mishal Abel Yisrael Midai, because this is not normal. Kumtois, right, if you analyze what I've just said, you see, there were tzaddikim who there were oceans of tears by the Suda Hamafsekes, much more than by the Kinnis. There were other tzaddikim who didn't shed a tear on the Kinnis. There were more tears on the Shana Rabba than there were in Tishrei. That's another whole shmuz for another one. But upon him, the Suda Hamafsekes, there was greater tears because Suda Hamafsekes, and this is Mukhrach Hamashana Rambam, and so brings the Bir Hagro, B'shem the Trumas Hadeshen, and so brings the Chedush Hagriz from the Biskarov on Rambam of the Tainius, it's a whole shmuz itself. The halachi geder of Suda Hamafsekes is a din of aninus. Kimi kloshon Rambam. Kimi shemeisoi mutu lefanav. Right? Oinen is not before a person dies. When a person's alive, you still have hope, right? When the person, Rachman al-Islam, passed away, there was Yitzias HaNeshama. Now, until the Kfura, there's chala din of aninus. Right? So, the Suda Hamafsekes, Erev Tishu of today, that's a din of aninus. After the person, the Kfura, so to speak, then the din of Avelus. So, Erev Tishu of Suda Hamafsekes, din of aninus, and then, so L'chura, this is Soyser in a certain level, that I said before, that the whole laws of the Dinam and Hagim of Avelus are Moisir V'Hoylik with a Seder. In many regards, not all, but in certain halachas, you see a greater chumra in Hilchas Aninus than Hilchas Avelus. Bosser, Yayin, etc., etc. Or Mutter Oval could have wine, Fakert, they used to. But Aninus is also Bosser, right? So there are certain Dinim, the Marshal, we can talk about it, not for now. That there's a chumra in Hilchas Aninus, then there is Hilchas Avelus. Tells us the Shaila, I believe the Seder is upside down. Why is there the chumra in Erev Tishrei B'Av Zunav Sekes over Tishrei B'Av Gufa? So there are those who answer. I saw from Rav Farbstein, the Chronicle of Rosh, the Heaven Rosh Hashiva, fascinating answer based on a famous Nefesh HaChaim, that when Nebuchadnezzar or Titus, Shem Risharim Yirguv, entered the Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed, who they made the Chur Beis HaMikdash, Nishtemis. They destroyed that Eitzim and Avon. It's like someone burning a body of a corpse, of a dead body. Aber B'losh HaChazal is Tchino Tachin Tachanto. You're already grinding flour, wheat that's already ground. Once the Shekhinah left the Beis HaMikdash, that was like Yetzias HaNeshama. The Neshama, the Chayas, the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, the Givin Shekhinah, that was no longer there. And then there's just sticks and stones, and they went and destroyed it. But Heyoyis, that Rishoyim and Nebuchadnezzar Atitus, has no Yisod and no Sheirish Lemayil in Oilimus. So who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Nechatoenu. Our Averis destroyed the Kedusha and caused the Golos HaShekhinah. And then they came into an empty place which had no spiritual meaning, and they destroyed the sticks and stones. So therefore, when is the Yetzias HaNeshama? So the emes is Tisha B'Av Gufa Tachta Avelus, right? Avelus is after Yetzias HaNeshama. When did Yetzias HaNeshama happen? Erev Tisha B'Av. That's the day before the Churban. That's when the Neshama, that's when the Kedusha, the Shechina Kedusha left the Beis HaMikdash. Do you understand why there's a certain chumra in Suda Hamafsekes over the actual availus of the chumra? It's a nice word, right? But it doesn't still, and I'm still not 100% satisfied, because at the end of the day, when was actually Sreifa space located? When did the actual Beis HaMikdash open fire? Tisha B'Av Gufa, like towards Zman HaErev, right? Yeah? So you could have had the Din of Aninus Tisha B'Av in the morning, and then you have the... I'm still not satisfied totally with that. It's a nice yesod, but... So one has to understand, A, why do you have first the Aninus, Erev Tisha B'Av, and then Tisha B'Av Gufa is Avelus, and the greatest kasha is, Dafka at the moment of Tzreifas, basically Kainu, which is the Siyah, the ultimate in Churban, in Gefährlichkeit, right? That's when you have a kula in Avelus, and then you begin to say Nachim, and you put on your talus and tefillin, and then you're allowed to sit on a chair. The kula, a lot of kulas in Dini Avelus from Chatzos Hayoyim. B'chur, this is not according to our Seder of Moisavir. Let me just, since I'm Jewish, and Jews answer questions with questions, let me just, this week's after Torah starts, the words of the Novi, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer, Likech, Tabra, Likishwai, Likishwai, Say Chazal in Echarabu, in Yalp Shemini, various places, Chotu Bikiflayim, Loku Bikiflayim, Misnachme Bikiflayim. The Avera was a double Avera, the patch was a double patch, and the Nechum is double. Why? How do I know? Chotu Bikiflayim, because it says Chet Chotu Yudushalay, double Chet. Loku Bikiflayim, this is the pasuk. A double punch. How do you know this? Misnachmin bikiflayim, nachmu nachmu, double verb, double expression. So there's a chet bikiflayim, a loku bikiflayim, a misnachmin. Now I'm a simple guy, right? What's pshat? Forests have been cut down to write Jerusalem on this question, right? What's pshat? Chotu bikiflayim. How do you sin double? You could sin and sin again, and you keep on sinning. But how could you sin? Bikiflay? You sinned 1,000 times. Bikiflay? What's the double chet? And beikr the kasha is what's pshat loku bikiflay? The Lashon Chazal is v'chi choshen kutshabichu the oved dina b'ledina. He gives you a double patch more than you deserve. What's loku bikiflay? What's the nechoma bikiflay? So there's many, many unashir terusim actually, but a simple answer, my own answer, but it's me'ein d'bnei Soskar and other svarim hakdoshim. But I heard a new vort. I saw it just from Shlomo Shvadron, Magid of Yerushalayim. He said a moiridik vort. It penetrates the heart. In the city of Raden, there was a Magid Mishorin, the Shtat Magid of Raden, the Shtetl. And he was very amukurus to Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim loved him very much. And he went in al hakodesh pnimah to the holy Chavetz Chaim. And very often he would hear him being this oidin on churban beis hamikdash. And he would speak to the Eibishter, like to defend Klal Yisrael. Vilan, how long will this chushich, this darkness continue? So once the Rebbe Yamin HaTzadik heard the Chavetz Chaim azoi, whatever. So the Rebbe, ich will give an amosh, because that's what Magidim do. They always have a shot. They always have a ready mosh for every situation. So he said, there was once a group of Sochrim, businesslike, rich people, whatever, and they were going from Peterburg, which was the capital of Tsarist Russia, and they're going to Odessa, which is a port city on the Black Sea, which a lot of commerce and trade, blah, blah, to get in those days with an agola, with a horse and wagon, from Peterburg to Odessa, it's 3 days and 3 nights, three mes less. They set out on the trip, and Fashtetzuch, it's the winter. It's freezing, frigid, cold, it's unbearable. And they're all exposed to the end. They didn't have heating in those days in Dagos. It's freezing cold. They're out of their mind. They can't sleep. Eventually, after 3 days, they arrive in Odessa. They go to the Aksanya, to the Kretschma, to the hotel that they had booked in, right? They're every aver, every frostbite. They go into the pub, into the bar, as it was in the community of Haim, and they take a few stiff glasses of bronfen to be pushed to be high nefesh, keep their body and soul together to warm up a bit, the kishkis, right? And after 3 days of not sleeping, and after a good few stiff glasses of bronfen, right? They're ready, they say their Krishna Lamita, and they're ready, some tilden, whatever, and they go to sleep. And then the whole chevra wake up, and they look outside the window, don't go out in the dark. If it's dark, they didn't have alarm clocks in those days, so they went back to sleep. What do you do? They go back to sleep and they wake up again. Look out the window, it's weiter dark. So Tomu Ishel Ochiv, darkness continues. We understand the Leili Tevis Aruchim, it's very, very dark. And long, long night, especially in Russia. Ober Vifalashir, the darkness, it should have been more. Yeah. So the Balabos, the Balasanya, the hotelier, the manager, tells him, you gotta go. You came here and you slept. And you slept through the entire night. And you slept the entire day, and then you were sleeping in the second night, and now you've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning of the night number two. Right? Is that that? Said the Rebbe Yamin HaTzadik. I never heard of it before. We told the Chavetz Chaim. That's pshat the pasuk says in Yishai. Pasuk says, right? The lashon the Masa Duma, we're talking about Masa for Eden, goes our goals. That Claudius Yisrael speaks there, wait a show. Shamer Mami Laila Shamer Lamilel. Yishai is being poetic, he's Shakespeare, like Shamer Mami Laila, why the double expression? Shamer Mami Laila Shamer. In other words, Claudius asked the Abishter, like the Chavetz Chaim asked, why is this darkness, this night, so long? Manish Tana Laila Zemikolos. Why does it repeat it twice? Because there's two nights. Why are there two nights? Because you wasted, right? The day in between. In other words, you had opportunities when it was Zman, there was a Pesach of Geula, right? And you slept through it. So it's Shomer Mami Laila, Shomer Mami Laila. And therefore the Pasuk says, but don't give up hope, right? Next word say, Im Tavoyun Boyu, Esoyu Rishon. You still have the hope, you can still do tshuva and chaparayin, and you have the gula and there'll be necham of Yishon. Right? Skunt uis, Hurachim, if I got it wrong, but Kim Dumani, that you could say Efshir Pshat, Chotu Bikiflayim. The chet is the actual chet. The kiflayim is Alderach the Bnei Yisrael brings Alderach Hagro, the Nefromim, the Nemiat Adin, the Din, what you did, and the Chesh, what you could have done. Is Alderach the here? There's the, you had Maisel Laila, the Averis, but you also had a time in the Golos of Yoim, and you push it, what's the word in English? You wasted, you squandered the opportunity, you had a rendezvous with destiny, and you went to sleep. That's a Chotu Bikiflayim, for what you did, and what you could have done that you didn't. An opportunity that you could have had and you squandered. And therefore, loku bikiflayim. There's a double patch. But therefore, there's also the word is v'shavu v'esoyu, right? There's also the nechama bikiflayim. Let me try to explain what the nechama bikiflayim is. You see at the end of Echa, right? You say, hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva. Then you say, ki emoiz mastanu, k'taf le'na mokit. Then you repeat again. Why do you repeat again, Hashivein? You want a Messiah in words of Nechoma. Right? Alderach said the kinnus, gefährlicha, hair raising stuff. Right? But how do you end off the whole kinnus? You end off kinnus with different Nechoma. But Alderach said, in Zman, you have Gimel weeks of Purim Yiso, and you have Sheva in the Chemti. It's not just we don't want you to feel too hard, you know, you gotta go, whatever, therefore make a left of hearts. The salvation is a moiriti gevot. The keel of Avelus, Saiba Yochid, Saiba Rabin, the Avelus Kilchosa is only when there's a Shaychus, when there's a Hechatimtza of Nechoma involved. To have Avelus, where a person cries over what he lost, without any potential and opportunity for Nechoma, it's a Hezishkan Avelus. Therefore, when a person says Shiva, so at the end of the Shiva, they go to him and say, stand up, and they menachem him, amokim menachem, and they tell him Shiva. The getting up from the Shiva is part of the Shiva. The din the chaluyus Shiva. And there's a din on the menachemim, the people who come to visit, have to menachem the oval. And there's a din on the oval that he has to be misnachem, he has to mekabel as a din. And without that, there's no avails. Salish is a meridic word. Without Nechama, there can't be Avelus. You could say Fakert also, it's also equally true. Without Avelus, there can be no Nechama. It's a two-way street. And that's why on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, we say Nachim. Because why having Nechama? They have Avelus. Because if you wouldn't have the Echetimtza of Nechama, then there wouldn't be Chal, Chatchil, and Avelus. When this is pshat, the whole shmuz is that you can talk about it for the kids. That's why aninus, pshat aninus, from the yitzias hanashama till the there's no din of avails. There's no kiyum mitzvah of avails. Why? Because aninus is just pure, chaotic, unstructured. It's a cry. It's what you call in California a primal scream. There's no rhyme, there's no reason. It's like totally emotional. It's not based on any logic. And at this moment, there's no nechom. How do I know? Because it's at the Prigabas. If there's no hechetims of nechoma, then there's no avails. You could scream, you could cry, you could fidget, whatever, but there's no. Avelus could only be when there's a hechetims of of Nechama. Asher Alkin, I understand both in last week's Haftarah, is Chazoin. So Darshe Rishum is saying, what is Chazoin? A mnemonic to remember, Chetz Yizam v'Chetz Yoy Nechama. Half Zam, divine wrath, anger, but it's half Nechama. And Reb Chaim Vital, in his Sefer Likutei, and from the Arizal, Likutei Torah, says a murder to give word. You remember when Yeshaya in Kapitel Vav, the Abishur says to whatever, Mi Eshlach Umi Yelechlon. And Yeshaya volunteers, I will go. I am told, why the double expression? Mi Eshlach Umi Yelech. Yelech is you go of your own accord. Shlich is you going, B'tzad the B'shaleach sent you. Unach is B'dayach. Mi Eshlach is Lashon Yochid, the Abishur sent you. Umi Yelech Lonu is Lashon Ab. The Pshat is we have a rule. When the Abishur is Mashpia, Shafa, Bracha, and Gutta Zachen, he does it b'chvoid yivav. Personally, like he sends. When Achmon al Islam is Peronius, who obeys him? Kahin and Rabbi is 100 righteous, right? So there's a din mi eshlach, mi sad the Abishur, and there's mi yelech lono for the Peronius, for the patch. Depends what he's sending. So the Yeshaya, why did he use both expressions? Because Yeshaya is chatzi zam, the chatzi nechom, and you have to have the patch, and he's mevaser on last week's after. Right? But boy, b'shul, there has to be a nechomet. If there's not a nechomet, then there's not a zam, there's no avelos. And therefore, as I've said countless times, Tisha B'Av is called a moyed, you know, Tzintachten is important in Shulchan Aruch, and everyone knows the Yalkut, we discussed in past years, that the MS before Cheto Egel, Rosh Hashanah should have been Yud Shavas of Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av would have been Yom Kippur, right? And David Shul wanted there should be Yom Tovim in Tammuz of an El. Ober Aaron says, Chag Lashem, Shavas of Tammuz, Mocher Yesh Mocher Lachazman, the end of the day in Tov will be when Mashiach comes, there is potential in Tisha B'Av Koral and Moyed. It still retains that Yontif to be thinking, because the whole Churban, as we all know, was so Yisur al Manas, liveness. The Abish can't destroy Beis HaMikdash. The Isur Daraisa of destroying Beis HaMikdash. So it must be that it was what? So Yisur, as this forum say, well, that's Pshat. There's a Balaturim al HaTorah. Baruch Ato Be'ir, Baruch Ato Be'so. The Baruch Ato Be'ir refers to Yushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, called Ir. Baruch Ato Be'soda is Hashem HaPosuk, Siyayim Soda Tichosh. So you don't kind of Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Lebracha, asked this. What's that Baruch Ato Be'sod in Siyon Tzor Tichor? It's like, so you bring the famous story of his father, Rav Chanan, Hashem Yikub Damov, who was murdered in the ninth fort in Kovna. You can see it today, out there, right? And with the Gedoyshe Kovna of Slabotka, right? And before they died, Kiddush Hashem, he told him the famous mashal of the city man who's an ignoramus and whatever, and he comes to the farmer, he says, what's going on here? Beautiful field, green, machaya. Farmer says, I'll show you what happens. Takes the tractor and he cuts down all the beauty. Then he takes the other tractor, the thing, and he makes harishu. A beautiful field, and you've made it a mess, and it's all furrows and earth plopping up. Then he takes the seed, which is edible, and he plopped in the ground. And then he goes next step and he buries it. And then finally, happens after 2 months, it grows. Oh, yes, for sure. Then he takes it and chops it down. And then he makes all the lamites melachos, you know, whatever. He's toichen and he's doshen, he's whatever. And he's grinding this beautiful, beautiful flour into white powder. Doesn't make sense to him. Then he takes it and forms it with water. It's losh. And he makes it into chalas, form of tzura. Oh, yes, for sure. Then he takes the tzura and he throws it into the oven. Shit, after all this avodah, you're putting it in the fire, you're burning it in the gas chamber, the crematorium. You know, it comes out, the mouth-watering aroma. That's the tziyin soda tichorish, right? Baruch atav soda, because it must be a soyser almanas livness. V'hod raya, where do I see the nechama? Because the fact, gufa, the avelus and the nechama is inextricably linked. V'hod raya, because there's a pasuk which says in Echo, Zocher Esker v'Toshuach Alay Nafshi, right? Yeah, I remember, and therefore I'm broken and I'm despondent, right? Aber Zois Oshev Elibi Al Kein Oich. But I take this to heart, and therefore I have hope. What's Pshat? We have a principle that Gezeiro Shemes Mishnah. Everyone knows this word. Sofer says this. That Gezeiro, the drosh is. Gzeira Shames Mishtach, a dead person is forgotten after Yud Beis Choyter. So is the Gzeira of the Mishtach, right? Aber Chai, you can't be Mekabel Tanchum Malachai, as the Gemara says at the end of the Masechta Sofer. The fact that Zohar Esker, after 2,000 years, even our Moizel, the Moiz, on the Churban, is a chrayin boini Yishalayim Hashem Oshin Hoivaz from Zephyrsis. It's all present, it's all here, it's all... Asher Alkin, right? By Yosef Atadig, you all remember. By the way, the Pasuk in Pasuk says, Nirmiya, Me Rochoik Havaya Nirli. So the Mishnah Sidna points out, the word Rochoik is Gimachia Shindaladyud. Shindaladyud is the name of Hashem Tzimtzum. Sha'omer Lailomai, Dai, Atkan Mazulay. Whenever there's a Tzimtzum, and therefore it's Me Rochoik, a person feels far weiter, like he's far away from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Me Rochoik Havaya Nirli. Even the patch has to have in it the seeds of Nechama. And the whole raya yidn our mikdash abul says Zofer is a chayyeh the beis hamikdash is alive, just ready to be in this galut to us, and therefore the pasuk from the Vina Rav uses some Zofer in Taitchus pasuk by Yosef Atadik after the Shvatim he reveals himself Ani Yosef right the Oyd of Yichai they go back by Yagidloi the Shiftika tell Yankov Avinu Leimer Oyd Yosef Chai who are Moishel b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim by Yofag Libay Kilei Hemelah. According to Ramban, Pshat is Vayofeg Libay, he went faint. He had a temporary heart, like, stop, like, out of Kilo Heavy, he didn't believe it. If someone tells you a tall tale, I just bought the Brooklyn Bridge for only $1 million. Have a nice day, you're out of your cotton picking mind, you're machines, right? Someone tells you something that you don't believe, Kilo Heavy, so it doesn't have any. No reishim on the person. No, what if a yofeg libay? He was in ganzen from this basura. He does, if you don't believe it, so why should it affect you at all? So the mafoshim tait pushim trap puzzle, right? It says by when Yosef was taken, they told him chayerach alosu torah after of Yosef, right? Vayimoyin leinochem. He doesn't have a nechama. He doesn't have a nechama, right? He's inconsolable, as you say in English, right? Yeah? But the Xavier Shamesh Mishdachachim and Alev, right? Is the from them, Gufa Yango Avinu, Nu, Alkapanam, subliminally, subconsciously, on one level of consciousness, whatever, that it can't be really that Yosef is dead. If Yosef would be dead, I would be Makabal Tanchum. But I'm Makabal Tanchum Alachai. Vayofag Libo, his heart skips a beat, he goes faint. Because he knew that all the years, the 22 bitter years, he's still alive. Right? And therefore, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, Eicha Yoshva Badad Ha'ir, says the Kerem Yeshua is Gimachi Terachim, which is also Gimachi, Chaneni Hashem, Ki Alecha Eker Kolei. In the Avelus Gufa, is a Chalai that the Boini Yishlam, the Beis HaMikdash is alive and well, and just waiting for us to open our eyes and see it. There has to be, there can't be Avelus that on the Chum. Where do I see this? Huh? So that's what the Chet was Bikiflayim. The patch, Loku Bikiflayim, because you had an opportunity, right? And you squandered it, therefore you get punished for the, not just for the Avgufa Etzem Avel, and the Nechama is Bikiflayim, because when Mashiach will come, okay, I'm not trying to elaborate, you'll see that Lemafreya, that all of this was a preparation for that, whatever. Since you asked me, if I'm not mistaken, work it out yourself. Nachmu Ami, or Ami Yomer, whatever, is Begimatria, says the Yisab, look at Yisab Bracha yourself, the Baruch Rebbe, Yimincha, Migdash Adnai Koinu Yodech. It's the connection, Migdash Adnai Koinu Yodech, you say in Jira, to the fact that Nachmu Ami. The Pshat is Rashi says, Yimincha Hashem Nedori Bak. Rashi, the word in Ksuv is the beginning. Rashi begins with Yimincha Hashem. What did I just say? The Pshat? Huh? No, before the word. A Migdash Adnai Koinenu who? At the base of Chaviv, the base of Migdash, because it's built with Shnei Yodai. What's the Chaviv with that? Two hands? One hand? Well, Abish has no hand. Because it says in Pasuk, Yimincha Hashem Nedori Bakoyach, Yimincha Hashem Tirats Oyiv. Right? So Rashi brings, why double expression? Chazal, double expression. Yimincha, how many? Person has one right hand and one left hand. When a Yisrael or Usim, Rasoin Yishal Mokim, even the left hand becomes a right hand. Right is always Chesed, Dre Yimina, Gvuras, Dinim are left hands. When a person, Usim, Rasoin Yishal Mokim, Rashi says, when will this happen? Bishas, the Gula. And then the left hand will be the right hand, and then you'll be makir that even the patch was also part of the binyan. That the steer was part of the binyan. The left hand becomes a right hand. That's the nechama b'kiflayim. To take something away and to give you something else is not a nechama b'kiflayim. It was this period and this period. The nechama b'kiflayim is that l'mafreya, now you understand that even the galus is part of the talich of gula. This is Poshet murder. I want to begin the shir now.
Begin.
This fits in perfectly into a shir I once gave. I have no time to elaborate. I'm sure everyone remembers Baruch Hashem because it's Rav Shichas Satayrut. But if you remember, I once gave a whole pilpul. Poshet means based on the Gemara in Taf Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, and Tainus. What is the geder of Kriya Satayrut Tisha B'Av Shachris? Remember this? Anybody read any bells? No. I got no time to the whole four eyes in the kashas maturi evan from but I have no time. Bottom line, halacha lemaisa, you're the rabbi, unfortunately, right? And someone comes to ask you a shayla. An oval, one of the sons tishuv, they allow him to go to shul. Say tishuv, Mr. Whatever comes to shul, the gabbai asked you a shayla because you're the rabbi. Now every school child with short trousers knows that what an oval can't be given aliyah. Can you give an aliyah to an oval for Kriyas HaTorah Tisha B'Av morning? You're all of it, but he's an oval, which is more. An Avel Chadosh is more Homer than Avel Yishon. Can you? Can you give an oval? Hol Shachar Tainus Dechem. But bottom line is the Pesuk Mamat, and it's brought the Machzik Bracha. The Chido brings the Sefer Shalom Tshuvas Beis Yehuda from Yehuda Ayish. Right? You're allowed. Why? This is what I wanted to get. I gave a whole pilpul the other week, and this answers a million kashas from Tori Evan from all this forum. Why do we have generally Kriya Satorah? What is the gedder of Kriya Satorah? So the Gemara says, "But they went 3 days without water in my Torah, and Meishu is Masakin every Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, the Mincha, you have Kriya Satorah. Get of Kriya Satorah of Limud Torah, Talmud Torah. An oval is Mufka from Talmud Torah." And therefore, everyone knows you can't give an oval, even on Shabbos, you can't give him an oval. The getter of Kriyas HaTorah Tisha B'Av, which all the Raya's proof, is radically different, Pashbe Mehusay, from Kriyas HaTorah any other time of the year. It's not a getter of Talmud Torah, it's a getter as being part of the kinnus of Tisha B'Av. Part of the crying out of the tzara, of whatever. Is kisoy lidbonim when they vonim when they shanter ba'oretz v'shchasim and see the pesel put his gol right? That's part of the chul. Val derech said a half toyrim a soifi safeim gefelach like right? This is part of the kinnis, and therefore Chazal argue what to say. How many kruyim do you have? Normally everybody knows how many three minimum three people, and each one gets a minimum of 10 zukim, as the Gemara discusses at great length in Zechariah. Suddenly, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, ach, loikas, Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, do you read one person, 10 psukim, or three people, 3 psukim, and all different gather, whether the Novi, I can't tell you, I should ask, whatever, don't even go down there, right? You see radically that it's different, because here on Tisha B'Av, it's not a gather of Talmud Torah, it's a gather of Avelus. And therefore, an Avel is appropriate to give him an Aliyah, no problem. And that's I gave a whole shiur that was a few years ago. It must be on the machine kolach, and you could chabad. That's what I've said in the past. The whole yisoyin makes a lot of sense. The fizeh, a lot of minhagim are answered, kiveger, whatever. Problem is, it's all good and fine. It's beautiful what I said. It's not my own. I've never said an original word in my life, right? The problem is epizandish. I'm a simple guy. I'm a rabbi of holy law. Open up a chumash, right? And you take the parasha yisoyin lidbonu devar. Gefera. How many psukim are geferach? How many psukim are there chur, which are terrible psukim? 4 psukim. Then you come at the sum total of 12 psukim, the most derhoibin givaldig words of nechama. Hello, right? Ubi kashtem yishav es Hashem likechum matzosu gidushen betzal agantze, right? And then ultimately, what the pasuk that you say on Simchas Torah, I said many times that Tisha B'Av is the Gilgul of Simchas Torah. I remember it's got to Yeshaya with Yirmiyah. And that's where the three Shabbos is. We discussed this many times. Ultimately, it's like the greatest simcha is found dafka. Pinchas Karitzer says when you're sitting on the floor saying kinnis, you can achieve more than you can achieve the ilum. The kivas likim. Fine. So what? So Shimon Shvab in a sefer, in a sefer Mayan Beis Tosheva, asked the question, what kind? And there's halacha l'maisa. Can I call it the avul tanish? So we explained halachically it's a din of. The tree is in a veil of part of the kingdom. But I look at the psukim, they don't seem to say it. Says Reb Shimon Shvab, sometimes when the Chazal said, Len Yalkut, vis-a-vis the avelus of Tishabov. Sometimes it's just human psychology. If you give premature nechama to someone who's bereaved, not only is it not effectual, that doesn't affect, it's putting salt on the wound. Sometimes if you have a nechama and the Hebrews of the heavens are open, I'm willing to accept you, my hands are outstretched, come! Right? And you don't accept and you're still on the floor, you're still in drer, you're still attached to your Volvo and your smartphone and whatever rubbish, right? That's part of the churban. The words of nechama, right? When you're sitting on the floor, and you don't take up the offer that you have a rendezvous with destiny and you could change the history or whatever. This is pushing that knife and turning the knife back and forth. So that's the word that I would say. Some nechama and avelus are inextricably linked. When a person, stamazoi, the person be misabel, right? If there's no tachlis, if there's no purpose, it's not leading to something else, it's a waste of space. What do you do? You see, people try, people today, they want to be in the mood of Tisha B'Av. They make all kinds of drushes, and they get Holocaust survivors, and a movie about the Auschwitz, because it's like taking an onion. I want to cry, but I have a lave autumn and a moyach tumtum. So I'll get an onion, I'll cut up the onion, I'll cry a bit, might as well, So I'll bring an Auschwitz. The truth is that all Tsaras of Chal Yisrael is all the Yisrael's Chul B'Av. But a person who realizes what's korban is a golus hashchin, and Eden are all the tzoris of the richuk from the Eibishter, right? Das guf is the korban. I don't need a gas chamber to tell me about korban, right? But stama zoi to cry without a little bit of emes, without a tzvek, there's no purpose, there's no goal, there's no matora, there's no whatever. That's aninus. It's wild, undisciplined, and it's sometimes you need it to get. Whatever, but that has no purpose. No, it's not a mitzvah. The ikr is the avelus, and the avelus has to have in it the chelik from the churban. The churban has to have a chelik from the necham. Aber you should know, without the necham, there's no avelus. Aber without the avelus, there's no necham. And therefore, there's a seder. First, you have the wild and chaotic aninus. That's sudam of sekes. Then you have a din of avelus, which is Tisha B'Av. But the ikr, the kvetch, is that from the avelus we should come to emes to see the nachmu nachmu ami yemer l'kev. How long does that take?